just kind of give you some feedback on the day we had in our morning meeting. Robbie kind of got a group of guys together to go down south to the tornado victims, and did a great job of bringing our guys together. A bunch of guys went down there, got some great perspective, and had a chance to help out. And I just give Robbie a lot of credit for that, just taking the time to do that early in the week yesterday. We went inside today. The guys got a good sweat up after 3 days off, and it was an energetic practice. And we'll plan on going outside tomorrow and get started with our outdoor work. Jay was limited today. He got some work. You saw that. He won't play this week. He's still progressing. He's worked very, very hard to get to this point. Josh will start, so I just wanted to make sure that's clear from the beginning. I know you'd want to know that. And he's working his way back, and that's a good thing. Lance worked out today but didn't practice. Brandon, we held Brandon out. He's got a little bit of a quad, so we held him out. Anthony Walters was back working, limited today. Major Wright came back, practiced today, was limited, but got some work in. We're optimistic there. And Kyle, who had an ankle, practiced full complement of practice today. I don't feel it's been week to week. We want to be very, very careful. As I said, I was encouraged today just by the work that he got in, considering the injury, you know, wasn't that long ago. So we'll see where he is next week. But it was a good first day for him to come out and get some work. I thought he threw the ball very well. I would say there's no chance that Lance will play this week. He's in conditioning process. He ran quite a bit today. He'll see the doctors early in the week, next week, and we'll see where he's at. He's been awesome. He's been an awesome teammate. He's been great in the quarterback room. He's preparing as if he's playing each and every week. He's been great during the games and during the time that he spends with Josh and the quarterbacks. He hasn't flinched at all. And I'm sure he's very frustrated and that he is not playing, certainly. But he hasn't let it reflect in his attitude or his demeanor in the locker room or in the meetings. Yeah, it's a physical element, but it's also a mental element. You got to be assignment right. It's not our mistakes have not been a question of effort or being outmanned or anything like that. Ours have been, you know, simply the three or four times that we haven't gotten it done, whether it's goal line or short yardage. We just got to do a better job in making sure we're blocking the right guys. We're going to get out physical at times. Teams do. But we feel it's more just making sure that assignment-wise we're sharp. All five guys, plus our tight ends, plus our backs, all have to be doing the right thing. And we haven't gotten it done. It's difficult to make a yard in this league, you know, like that. And we got to do a better job. Certainly recently we have, you know, with recent events, we have to do a better job. Well, they're a single safety team. They've played mostly post safety or single safety man or zone. That's what they're doing there with their players. They've got corners that are man-to-man play corners that they do a lot of man-to-man. When they're not in man-to-man, it's still single safety, and those guys are off playing single safety zone coverages. So they're not a cover two team. They have cover two. They certainly could play more of it on Monday night. We haven't seen that. We've seen them as what we call a post safety or single safety team. And their change up is to throw some cover two and some Tampa two, but that's not what they have done recently. Could that change Monday night? Certainly, and we have to be prepared for that. But and we do the same. I mean, we're a cover two team that plays single safety as well. But that's what they're doing right now. Their offense, well, certainly it starts with the quarterback. And it starts with Dez Bryant. You know, it's going to start there. They've been, you know, they've had games where they've run the ball effectively in a tandem group. They got a community group there. Both guys have run the ball well. They got a tight end that is a go-to player for them in Witten, and they've got a difference-making player in Dez Bryant. So there's a lot. They've got a lot going on. They can run it well. They have the ability to throw it well. They've got a difference-making quarterback who can make plays and who can finish games. So you know, Tony Romo's a lot to handle. And it all starts there with him because he can make plays with his arm, he can make plays with his feet, and he can make plays when there are no plays to be made. He'll find a way to make them. That's going to be a lot to handle. I think our guys are up to the challenge, but you know that's where it starts. You know, I think that we could have helped maintain that pressure by playing better offensively. I mean, we had three sacks on three third downs. We hit the quarterback. That had a residual effect on the game. Number one, the quarterback was out of the game. It wasn't directly related to that, but you know, he had to leave the game. We had the pressure, but we didn't handle the field position. We didn't carry the momentum offensively to be able to create more pressure and to build more energy and to put them in a more stressful position of having to throw the football. And that's part of it. It's not just one side. It's, you know, offensively, we didn't take the opportunity and a field position and the advantage to create some momentum based on our defense's play early on in the game, specifically in the first three possessions. Yeah, you know, we set our goal on, we've got one game to play, and that's on Monday night. It's a primetime game. You know, we've done very well in primetime this year. We did it against Pittsburgh, we did it against Green Bay, and we did it against the Giants. We came out, we played hard, we played consistently, we played a clean game. And we're playing the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night, so our focus is we had 3 days to put the last game behind us. Our guys did a great job of that coming in today. I think, they were clear-minded. They focused in on what we've got to do Monday night, and that's really been how we've done it each and every week, to just try to compartmentalize everything. We can't control the weekend. We can't control Sunday. Whatever happens Sunday, we can't control. What we control is showing up Monday night and being at our best and doing everything we can to beat the Cowboys. And so that was the essence of the morning meeting.